This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's former longtime personal attorney Michael Cohen returns to testify Wednesday before the Congress House Intelligence Committee, one of several committees in the Democrat-led House that this week launched fresh investigations of the Trump administration. AP correspondent Rita Foley has that part of the story.
President Trump tweets, "The Democrats have gone stone-cold crazy." Presidential harassment, he calls it, in all capital letters with an exclamation point. What brought on this reaction? The House Judiciary Committee's new investigation into what Chairman Jerry Nadler, a Democrat, calls possible obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power. On Monday, the committee sent requests for documents to 81 people and organizations linked to President Trump and his associates. Rita Foley, Washington.
U.S. Democrat Hillary Clinton, who lost the 2016 presidential election to Trump, says she will not run and seek a rematch in 2020 as she seeks, or he rather, seeks a second term in the White House. But she says she is concerned about the tone of politics.
What's at stake in our country, the kinds of things that are happening right now, are deeply troubling to me. We've gotten not just polarized, we've gotten into really opposing camps, unlike anything I've ever seen in my adult life.
Clinton said she will continue working and speaking out for what she believes. A long list of Democratic challengers has already announced they are seeking the Democratic Party presidential nomination to oppose Trump, including five women in Congress. And Senegal President Macky Sall is officially beginning a second term in office after the Constitutional Court declared him the winner of last month's election. The court said Sall was reelected with 58% of the vote. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Multiple sources reported that North Korea has restored part of a missile launch site it began dismantling after pledging to do so at the Singapore summit with President Trump last year. VOA's Steve Miller has more from Seoul.
The Center for Strategic and International Studies concluded North Korea is pursuing a rapid rebuilding at the Tongchang-ri launch site, also known as Sohae. The CSIS report said, quote, "Activity is evident at the vertical engine test stand and the launch pad's rail-mounted rocket transfer structure," end quote. The news comes days after a second summit on denuclearization between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un broke down over differences on how far North Korea was willing to limit its nuclear program and the degree of U.S. willingness to ease sanctions. There's been no reply from South Korean officials as President Moon Jae-in continues to work toward finding a way to resume denuclearization talks between Washington and Pyongyang. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
London's counterterrorism police are trying to track down who mailed three small bombs to two airports and a rail station. No one was injured by the devices, one of which caused a small fire in an office building at Heathrow Airport. Two of the packages were discovered at one of London's busiest rail stations, Waterloo, and a third was found in an office at London City Airport. A British analyst says investigators from Ireland are looking into the origin of the explosive packages because they have stamps from Dublin. South Sudan's president is calling on his people to refrain from revenge attacks as the country tries to move on from the brutal civil war. Speaking Tuesday, Salva Kiir said that with a peace deal in place, people must try to reconcile and peacefully coexist. Kiir also said the conflict was caused by rivalries in the ruling SPLM party, though he declined to take personal responsibility. Despite funding and other challenges, though, Kiir said the former warring parties will soon form a transitional government of national unity. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he would defeat a crazed minority determined to destabilize the country. It was his first remarks on Tuesday since opposition leader Juan Guaido defied him by returning to Venezuela after seeking support from other Latin American countries. Maduro spoke during a ceremony to commemorate the sixth anniversary of the death of his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, calling on supporters to attend an anti-imperialist demonstration March 9th, coinciding with an opposition march announced by Guaido. And Human Rights Watch says a new report that hundreds of children as young as 14 have been arrested, tortured, and imprisoned by Iraqi and Kurdish authorities for alleged ties to Islamic State. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.